Milios da Sera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we natives say, Vasubito.
You have just heard Che's Lounge, a jazz quintet plus singer that offers something a little different. They are from Washington, D.C., and they will be appearing at Music Fest at the Red Stag Pub Liederplatz. With us today is their leader, Charlie Barnett. Charlie, welcome to WDIY.
Thanks for having me, Jim. This is great.
Your group is described as an eclectic lounge band. Would you expand on that a bit for starters?
You know, I've had this band for 17 years now, and I've still not come up with a perfect description of what it is we do. And so I'll just, let me ramble on that for a little bit. What people like about the music that we play is we play story songs. The lyrics have a beginning and an end, and they generally tell a story almost like, I don't know, singer-songwriter material or folk music. And then you have to couple that, if you can, we manage to, with this music being played by six pretty superior jazz musicians. I don't know if you go back as far as, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of some person in the Stan Freberg range of the world that you might remember that did things like this. But that is where we live. We play singer-songwriter material that tells stories, but it's all played by jazz musicians whose frame of reference, we all love this sound of 1962. There's everybody's favorite musicians lived in 1962, and all our music sounds like music recorded at Capitol Recording Studios then. Just listen to any Louis Prima record from then. That's a little bit what people are going to experience.
You're striking a very warm chord here in the heart of this old timer.
Okay.
The biographies of all your musicians are really quite impressive, and they include credits in all kind of areas of music. So how and when did you all come together to make this lounge music?
It was a while ago, but I have a fairly clear memory for this. So I write film music. Consequently, I'm in the recording studio a lot. Just as a matter of shorthand sometimes, you end up leaning on your favorite players, especially rhythm section players. And the style of music that I write a lot of times comes from jazz. I'm a jazz musician, a career jazz musician. And so when I would hire a section, I would always start with, like, okay, is Tommy Barrack available? Let me make sure Tommy can do it. And then I'd say, is Pete Ossel on board? And I'd call Pete. And then if I needed a clarinet player, especially if it was jazz, I would call Gary Gregg. Okay, so that was going on. And at the time, Marilyn had just gotten out of college. And she was working with me. She was booking gigs. She was booking sessions. She was calling players for me. And while she was sitting here in the house, I would be writing. And I would lean over and I would say, Marilyn, can you sing this while I play an accompaniment? And of course she would. And I couldn't help noticing that she had either spectacular relative pitch or maybe perfect pitch. And I just, you know, you don't get a singer that sings that in tune all the time. And I just said, well, that sounds really good, Marilyn. And that went on for a little while. And at one point, she turned to me and said, can we have a band? And I thought I was done with this. I really did. I thought I'd had my last, I don't know what kind of band, wedding band, rock band, bluegrass band. I've had them all. But I didn't think I was going to do that again. As soon as she said it, I said, what are you interested in singing? And she said, I've heard this singer named Astrid Gilberto, and I want to try and sing that material. Well, oh my gosh, you know, my heart went all a flutter. And I love Astrid Gilberto's voice. And Marilyn, you can hear that in her. I said, let me put this band together. And, of course, I once again leaned on this my favorite rhythm section. And then I brought in a sax and trombone. And there it was. That's the band. With only one change in 17 years, we started out with a trombone player named John Jensen, who was fantastic. And for the last 6 years, I believe it's been, Joe Jackson has taken over, and Joe is every bit as spectacular a trombonist. Joe, in his own right, is kind of famous. So we're lucky to have him, but I feel lucky to have everybody.
Your dossiers are very, very, very impressive. Does everyone in the band write?
No. I'm the chief songwriter. Marilyn occasionally collaborates with me, sometimes on music, mostly on lyrics, but all the arranging falls to me, and all the songwriting is mine.
Now, getting back to the word eclectic, how do you see what we agree is jazz fitting into your mix?
I think it's an undeniable flavor. Ask anybody, if they see a tenor saxophone on stage, they just say jazz. That's where their heads go. If you see a trombone, you see those flashy instruments on stage, you're drawn to that word. I think we could play anything. And I mean, really, we could play Old MacDonald. And the guys in the band have a DNA that's so loaded with kind of jazz chromosomes that they couldn't help but swing it. And so I don't think there's any chance of us not playing with a jazz feel, whatever it is we play. We try and play a lot of different styles, and we do. You know, there's a lot of Latin styles we play. We have songs that are waltzes, but every one of them ends up with this undeniable swing, kind of an old flavor swing, too. I mean, again, we all kind of grew up thinking Louis Prima was the coolest cat on the planet.
Can you briefly describe a typical follower of Chaise Lounge music? Who's out there on the other side of the microphones? Who's listening?
I love our crowds. Our crowd is invariably the graying, ponytailed wearing, NPR listening jazz aficionado. That's who they are. Well, there's this weird thing that goes on that we also have these fans that show up at our shows and they're 22. And I don't understand that. I love it. And I'm happy to see those young faces there. But I don't know what draws them to this. Maybe it's just a flavor of music that they don't get anywhere else. I don't know. So you kind of jump from, you know, 28 to up to 55. I hate to sound like it's a old-timers band, but that looks like our crowd. When I look out there, I see gray hair and comfortable shoes.
Well, thank you, Charles. That's great. That's a great answer to end on. And thank you for sharing some time with WDIY. I'm going to quickly remind our listeners that Chaise Lounge will be performing at Music Fest on Sunday, August 13th at the Red Stag Pub stage, and it begins at 7 o'clock. Thank you for your time.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for having me on the air. That's really nice. I look forward to our show in Bethlehem. It's going to be great.
Subito.